Why responsibility allocation always lingers in a gray zone. Many teams fail not because of capability but because who is actually responsible for this is never made clear. A task is mentioned in a group chat, yet no one volunteers. When results come, everyone shares credit, but when problems appear, everyone is blameless. Blurred responsibility is the most hidden leak in organizational efficiency. The root of vagueness is usually not attitude but the absence of structure. When a piece of work spans multiple roles and boundaries are not drawn in advance, everyone instinctively assumes someone else will do it, and the result is collective inaction under collective silence. Worse, vagueness is amplified by inertia. Once an alignment is missed, people dare not move next time. When the problem finally erupts, the retrospective sinks into "I thought you were responsible" buckpassing, and trust is worn away in repeated tugs. The essence of responsibility allocation is to turn someone should handle it into clearly who handles it, how, and to whom they answer. It is not control, but a clear coordinate for action, turning collaboration from a guessing game into something executable. This section aims to build a consensus first. Clarity of responsibility does not exist naturally, it is designed. The RACI we discuss next is precisely a lightweight design tool that turns vagueness into clarity, and deserves serious attention from every team. What RACI is, the order behind four letters. RACI is the abbreviation of four roles: R for responsible, does the work; A for accountable, answers for the result; C for consulted, gives input; and I for informed, kept in the loop. One matrix lays out, once and for all, how every task aligns with every role. The most critical pair to distinguish is R and A. R is the person who gets the work done and can be more than one. A is the person who makes the final call and bears ultimate responsibility, usually only one. Without this distinction, execution power and accountability blur together, and no one catches the fall when things go wrong. C and I are the buffers of collaboration. C is the person whose input is needed before action, ensuring key perspectives are not missed. I is the person who must be told the outcome afterward, keeping the information loop closed. Neither does the work directly, yet both decide the quality of decisions and the smoothness of execution. Once the four letters are laid into a matrix, you get a map of who is responsible for what. It adds no workload yet eliminates much of the idle spinning of waiting for someone to move first, letting the organization speak for the first time from the same map. To be clear, RACI is not a slogan for the wall but a tool to pull out when truly stuck. Its full value often only becomes visible at the very moment a conflict occurs. Four typical symptoms of unclear responsibility. The first symptom is everyone responsible equals no one responsible. A report lists three contacts. When the client calls, all three wait for the other to pick up, and in the end no one answers. Responsibility is diluted and turns into a vacuum. The second is shadow decision-making. The front line executes enthusiastically while the A who should approve is unaware. Only at delivery is the direction found wrong, and rework costs multiply. The disconnect between decision power and execution power is a frequent cause of project delay. The third is consultation fatigue. Every matter drags in a crowd for discussion, and the C-list grows so long no one remembers why they are there. Over-consulting manufactures a sense of participation yet sacrifices speed and focus, drowning the truly responsible person in noise. The fourth is information black hole. After the work is done, no one is told the result, so next time they act on the old understanding and errors are copied. The absence of I strips the organization of its learning loop, and the same pit is stepped into again and again. Steps to build a RACI matrix. Step 1. List the key tasks and decision points. Do not enumerate every triviality. Focus on the high-leverage actions that would go wrong if no one owned them, such as requirement confirmation, launch approval, and client payment collection. Step 2. Place roles on the vertical axis. Use real positions rather than names, so the matrix does not break when people change. One person may map to multiple roles, but it must be unique for every task. Step 3. Filler/AC/I cell by cell. Follow one iron rule: exactly one A per task, at least one R, C and I appear only when truly needed, better absent than excessive, to prevent the matrix from bloating and distorting. Step 4. Publish it and agree on an update mechanism. The matrix is not archived once finished but revised continuously as the organization evolves. Put it into a collaborative document so every role change leaves a trace and verbal agreements do not scatter with the wind. Professional analysis, race I adoption and organizational performance evidence. The effectiveness of responsibility allocation frameworks is supported by a fair amount of empirical research in organizational behavior. A widely cited thread is the study of role clarity and team effectiveness. When members share a consistent understanding of who is responsible for what, both task completion quality and psychological safety rise together. According to a 2021 sample survey by a business school covering 84 mid-sized enterprises, N equals 84, spanning IT, manufacturing, and services, companies that explicitly used a race-I-class responsibility matrix on key processes had about 31% lower average delivery delay in cross-functional projects than the non-using group. This shows that structured responsibility allocation translates directly into observable performance differences. We can introduce a responsibility clarity model for comparison, L1 verbal agreement, relying.